It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Earlier this week, an Allegheny County Common Pleas judge approved a settlement that paves the way for the development of the new U.S. Steel headquarters on the former Civic Arena site. The agreement reached between the city, the Penguins, and the Hill District Community Development Corporation Tuesday comes after the Hill CDC filed an appeal of the City of Pittsburgh Planning Commission's approval of the Penguins' preliminary development plan for the Lower Hill District, a 28-acre tract of public land. The Penguins had charged that the appeal could jeopardize the deal to build U.S. Steel's new headquarters there, and a Pittsburgh Post-Gazette article accused Hill District leaders of acting in bad faith. I'm joined now in Studio A by Marimba Malayans, who is president and CEO of the Hill District Community Development Corporation. Marimba Malayans, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me, Paul. Thank you.
What was the primary bone of contention here?
Yes, the primary bone of contention was around compliance and enforcement of the Community Collaboration and Implementation Plan. When the Penguins were going through the preliminary land development plan approval process with the City Planning Commission, the community had asked that the CSIP, we call it, be attached for consideration in future review when developers come before the commission to have development move forward on the Lower Hill District. And so we wanted the Planning Commission to be able to help us to measure whether or not they were in compliance. They did not agree to that. And then there were a number of other outstanding issues that were not even discussed, like building heights, like the parking issue, oil and gas drilling that would have been permissible on the site. And we just felt that there were some urban design issues that were not sufficiently addressed. And so while we understood that they didn't feel that the CSIP was in their domain, there were certainly urban design issues that were in their domain that were not addressed. And to be frank, it was just a confusing meeting, right? So we filed the appeal because we thought that we could do better than was done at that initial meeting.
And you say that the Penguins miscalculated how their plan would be entangled in a legislative process already underway regarding affordable housing citywide. How so?
So Councilman Lavelle, back in December of 2012, introduced citywide legislation for any specially planned district to include, or at least to consider the feasibility and implement at the highest level of feasibility up to 30% of affordable housing, right? This was not necessarily specific to the Lower Hill District, but rather something that would impact the general community. Well, the Penguins, when they submitted their preliminary land development plan, they took into consideration how that outstanding legislation, which was still going through the, legislative process, would impact their approval process for that and the specially planned district. And so that obviously became an issue throughout the process and one that, I think at this point has been resolved, although I do know that affordable housing in general in the city and, of course, in the Hill District is still an issue. And that's not just a Hill District specific issue. Again, that's a citywide issue that the city must pay attention to and implement some type of policy to address what's going to become a crisis in our city.
Right, and we've talked about that. There definitely is a citywide issue. But as far as this agreement is concerned, does it, in your opinion, Marimba, does it help ensure that there will be enough affordable housing?
The current Community Collaboration Implementation Plan stands at 50%, and that was what was agreed to at that time. But that is a floor. That was not the highest, kind of aspiration for the site. It is what all parties at the time thought was somewhat feasible, but we look at that as the floor. Obviously, if there is the potential to increase affordable housing on that site or throughout the city, that should be explored for any developer. That, again, that's not just kind of a Lower Hill District thing. I think that's just something that should be explored if it's economically feasible.
So right now you're saying that this agreement is doing the minimum that it can do to create affordable housing. So what is the scenario that would allow all of the partners involved in this agreement to say, we can, there's a way we can increase affordable housing? Is this something that, the Penguins that U.S. Steel is going to look at and say, hey, we just came up with an idea that we can, ratchet up the affordable housing. Is that kind of within their on their radar?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know.
Or do you have to push that?
It's really interesting, right? Because people have tried to boil this issue down to affordable housing. And it's a much broader issue. I mean, you know, the Lower Hill District, when it was demolished in the late 50s, was not just about housing. It was about economic development. It was about culture. And so for me, I look at affordable housing as one of the primary issues, but not the sole issue. And our appeal was not specifically, nor was it primarily about affordable housing, but about good urban design and good policy from the city of Pittsburgh relative to how we do urban core development. And so to answer your question, yes, I think that all parties can come around the table and have conversations around how to maximize all types of things that would be the best for the public good, ranging from, you know, minority and business, that minority business opportunity, as well as jobs, as well as, you know, how to assure that the benefit returns to the broader neighborhood and mixed income housing. Again, this is not Pittsburgh-centric, but Bakery Square is $2,300 a month for, I believe it's a one-bedroom or two-bedroom apartment. These are skyrocketed rates that Pittsburghers cannot afford. And so we just want to make sure that there is due diligence performed as we develop the site.
What is your response to the Post-Gazette editorial board's assertion that the Hill District CDC was reneging on a deal that was already in place and acting in bad faith when the Hill District CDC filed that appeal? And, right. and I called it a Post-Gazette article, but it was not an article. It was an editorial, to be clear. Mm-hmm. They said you're acting in bad faith.
Yeah, I was very disappointed in that article, and I thought that it was it did not fully take into consideration the legal merit and the policy basis on which we filed our appeal. In fact, they based it primarily on affordable housing, which was way far away from what the basis of our appeal was about. So I was very disappointed in that. And in fact, I think that the Hill District residents and the Hill District community have done an outstanding job of protecting its own interests and promoting strong policy for our entire city. So I thought that that was an unfortunate editorial. And I think that they also didn't speak about the things that we were able to get revised in our negotiations, such as making sure that there could be no oil and gas drilling, which is a public health and environmental issue, making sure that building heights could not go so far up that, you know, residential views would be completely blocked. Those type of parking, I mean, the site was 100% parking exempt. While it called for a parking demand study, it didn't say what you were supposed to do with that study, right? I mean, you study the issue, but is there a resolution around it, or is there a solution around it? And so that was what our appeal and our negotiations were able to yield for the community. So that was unfortunate, and hopefully that's something that they can write about now that they have a fuller understanding of the issues.
So does that mean then that, I mean, realistically, what will we see happen? Are the developers, are the people that are going to construct what's going to happen on this site, are they at the end of the day going to take into consideration somebody's aesthetic, the view from their dwelling? Are they going to look at how this impacts historic structures in the area?
Well, absolutely. One of the things that we were able to negotiate when we signed the original community collaboration and implementation plan was a requirement to do design charrettes with the community throughout the entire development of the site. And so those are the types of things that can be fleshed out along the way. This is not going to be easy. It does not have to be as contentious or difficult as it has been at times. But I think that with the charrettes and with, if developers and when developers come before the community and present, and if we're working collaboratively, there's no reason why issues cannot be addressed. The problem is when issues are brought up early and they're ignored, and then you try to go through the regulatory process. That's how you end up in situations like this. So our goal is really to always try to address as many issues as possible on the front end. And I do want to say specifically that our issue has never been about U.S. Steel. You know, we have no issue with U.S. Steel. We're happy to have them, you know, to be an anchor tenant on the site. However, our issue is about protecting the best interests of the Hill District community. So whether it's U.S. Steel or another corporation or another entity completely and entirely different than all of those, we want what's in the best interest of the city and the Hill District, and we think that we've been able to achieve that.
And as far as parking in that area, parking is always a problem. Is there going to be enough of it?
Well, that was one of the things that we were also able to negotiate in this process was, again, that you don't just have to study the issue, but you have to bring some type of acceptable solution on how you're going to address it. Right? Because, you know, to perform just a market study or a demand study for parking and then there's no requirement to address it is problematic. We already have a parking issue in the Hill District, particularly when there are events. We don't want the Middle Hill District to become a parking lot. You know, it was poor public policy that destroyed the Hill District in the 50s and 60s. And we just would be really foolish to allow that to happen again as a community and as a city, given the strategic location of that neighborhood for the rest of the city. And so we've still got some ways to go, but we do think we have a framework that can achieve good results.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and my guest is Marimba Malayan. She's president and CEO of the Hill District Community Development Corporation. And we have a few minutes left in this segment. If we can take a call or two at 412-246-2002 if someone has a comment or question, 412-246-2002. We're talking about the settlement that paves the way for the development of the new U.S. Steel headquarters on the former Civic Arena site. The agreement reached between the city, the Penguins, and the Hill District Community Development Corporation after the Hill CDC filed an appeal in this procedure. And so what this was really about was, before we go ahead, it was making sure that some questions and concerns that Hill District representatives had going into this were resolved.
Absolutely. We had thousands of Hill District residents participate in this process over the past 2 years. There's no way that the community development organization representing those residents' interests could have allowed those issues to go unaddressed as we finalized the plan. And so for the Hill CDC, it was really about how do we honor the investment that the residents have put into this process, and how do we make good policy decisions that will positively impact our community and not tear our community down.
And as far as how the issues were resolved, I mean, what were, you know, after you presented these concerns, how did everybody work through the process of coming to a consensus so the agreement could go through?
Right. It was a very intense week of negotiations.
Just during these last past 7 to 10 days.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it took the involvement of a number of folks. I can say that Representative Wheatley and Councilman Lavelle, in particular, were critical in being able to close this deal. They made sure that there was some compliance and some enforcement mechanism in place so that we would know how the community collaboration and implementation plan that is this historic agreement we're celebrating could actually be measured. And that's just important. And I don't know why anyone, you know, would have an issue with that. So we're happy that everyone was able to, you know, come to agreement around that, as well as revising the zoning text that was initially submitted by the Penguins to address some of the urban design issues that I spoke about earlier. And so, you know, it involved everyone from Mayor Peduto to County Executive Fitzgerald to Congressman Doyle and Senators Costa Fontana. And so, you know, we are now looking forward to moving together, moving together collaboratively. And again, this is one of those issues where I think that if we all pitch in, including the corporate community of Pittsburgh, then we can score, right? And so for us, that's what it's about, true collaboration.
412-246-2002, the number to call. Let's go to Steve in Wexford, who has a question. Steve, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. Hi, Steve. You're on with Marimba Malayans.
Civic Arena site into just a huge 10-story vast parking garage, and then because there's tons of abandoned lots and abandoned houses in Heron Avenue, Wiley Avenue, Center Avenue. And fix those up to take away from the dilapidation and the eyesore, because you're right, Fifth Avenue, Forbes Avenue are just a parking lot for a Penn's game or an activity. That would just take all that light away from, or congestion from those roads into a huge parking garage.
So, Steve, you're saying why don't they turn the old site into a 10-story parking garage? Okay, well, what about that?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I fully understand the question.
It sounds like he's asking the old site, meaning the Civic Arena site, why don't they just take that and turn it into a 10-story parking garage?
Well, I mean, listen, that site is, you know, the core of our city. There's no way we could use land that is so important to our city and to our to the Hill District community in that way.
That would not be high. To drive up to that what used to be, you know, where the dome, the igloo sat, and then to drive up to that and see, oh, hey, there's the big parking garage.
Absolutely. I mean, that just wouldn't be highest and best used for our city. And so I don't think that's the answer. As for the vacant parcels and, you know, what we're doing in the Hill District, we're actually nearing completion on our Center Avenue plan, which if someone's interested, they can find at hilldistrict.org/centerav. But we are really trying to find solutions and to build up our business district, but it has to be done synergistically.
Let's take another call from another Steve. I'm not sure where he's calling from. Steve, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hey, hi.
Where are you calling from, Steve?
Ferrywood.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just curious about the August Wilson birthplace. That's only a couple of blocks from the Civic Arena redevelopment site. And I was just wondering if that preservation and development of the August Wilson birthplace has been integrated into the larger plan.
One of the things that we agreed to in negotiations for the community collaboration and implementation plan was that Middle Hill District and Upper Hill District development would also be prioritized. And so some of the revenue that can be generated from the Lerda district that's being created will be invested into the Middle and Upper Hill District. And those are the types of projects that we think are absolutely critical to our future economy. The tourism economy for the Hill District is tremendous, but we have to be intentional about preserving those types of structures. And that building has recently been stabilized thanks to the efforts of the August Wilson family.
Thank you for those calls. Unfortunately, we have come to time for this segment, but I do want to thank again our guest, Marimba Malayans, who is president and CEO of the Hill District Community Development Corporation. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And I want to mention that we did reach out to the Pittsburgh Penguins and asked if a representative of the Penguins organization could join us for this discussion. The Penguins declined our request for an interview. Coming up, tips to make you fit while you sit. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.